This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It has been 4 years since the investment bank Lehman Brothers went under, and a federal court in Australia has just found the bank liable for damages in a class action lawsuit over the sale of mortgage-backed securities. It is the first case of its kind, and it could open the door to many more lawsuits around the world, as Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney.
72 city councils, church groups, and other nonprofits were part of the suit against Lehman's Australian arm. The groups bought around $250 million worth of the now infamous securities that were backed by subprime mortgages in the U.S. Lehman told the groups the investments were AAA rated, but the court said Lehman's advice was misleading. John Walker is with IMF Australia, the company that funded the lawsuit.
What we dealt with is to see whether or not we'd make accountable an investment bank that actually sought to target not-for-profit organizations and make profit from selling derivatives to them.
This was the first lawsuit to look at the conduct of an investment bank on both legal and ethical grounds in the lead-up to the global financial crisis. Others around the world will now be encouraged with their attempts to recover money from what's left of Lehman Brothers. The Australian nonprofits still have another case pending against Standard & Poor's, the ratings agency that gave those securities their AAA rating. In Sydney, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.